Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic junglist moves that can make a drop feel instantly more alive, the switch-up widen. This is all about taking a tight, mono-leaning jungle or old-school DNB groove, then opening it out for a short moment using arrangement, rhythm, and width. Not just stereo tricks. We're talking about a real musical shift that keeps the sub solid, keeps the snare punching, and makes the next phrase hit harder. If you've ever heard a roller suddenly bloom into a bigger, wider section and thought, yeah, that's the moment. This is how you start making that on purpose in Ableton Live 12. First, let's frame the idea properly. The widen is not your default state. It's a destination that's important. The power comes from contrast. So we begin with a core 8-bar loop that is tight, focused, and disciplined. Start with your break on an audio track. If you're working with a classic break, keep the main groove readable. You want the kick and snare energy to stay centered and strong. If needed, use utility on the break bus and keep the width fairly narrow, maybe somewhere around 0 to 30%. You're setting up the contrast for later. Then add your sub on a separate MIDI track. Use something simple like operator or wave eatable, and keep it dead mono. Pure sine works great here. Don't widen the sub. Don't overcomplicate it. In jungle and darker DNB, the low end has to feel locked in and authoritative. Next, add your mid-bass layer. This is where you can start giving the track some personality. A resampled bass, or a harmonically rich wave-eatable patch all work well. Keep it controlled. The bass should support the groove, not fight the break. Think of it as a conversation. The break tells the story, and the bass responds. Now write the main groove with contrast in mind, not just density. A lot of producers make the mistake of filling every pocket right away. But if everything is busy from the start, the switch-up has nowhere to go. So leave space. Let the snare breathe. Let the bass answer after the drum hits instead of constantly talking over them. A good starting point is to keep the sub mostly on root movement with maybe a few passing notes, and let the bass rhythm leave room around the snare. If you want a little old-school human feel, use groove pool and try a touch of swing on top percussion or hats. Just a little. You're not trying to turn it into a different genre. You're just loosening it enough to feel alive. Now let's build the switch-up drum edit. This is where the break starts to open. Duplicate your break track and make a second version with extra chops, fills, or little ghost movements near the end of the phrase. You can use warp markers to tighten a fill, or even slice the break into smaller pieces if you want more control. One very effective trick is to add a ghost note or snare drag before the main snare. That tiny rhythmic detail can completely change the feel of the bar. Jungle often lives in those little edits. The break is your narrator, so let the drums lead the movement. You can also layer a crisp top loop behind the main break. High pass it so it doesn't step on the low end. If you want more punch, try drum bus very lightly, or add a bit of saturator for grit. EQ 8 is your friend here too. Clean the low end out of your top layers so the widen stays tidy. As a rough guide, drum bus drive around 5 to 15% can add nice energy. Saturator with a couple dB of drive can bring out the break texture. And if you're high passing the tops, somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz is often a good starting point, depending on the sound. Now here's the big point. Don't think of widening as just make it stereo. Think in layers and bands. The low end stays stable and centered. The low mid stay mostly controlled. The highs are where motion and spread can live. So for the actual widen, start adding elements that naturally create width. Wider hats, atmospheric textures, vinyl noise, delayed percussion responses, a res with stereo movement only in the harmonics, maybe a break layer with less low mid body. These are the things that make the room feel bigger without losing the punch. On Ableton stock devices, utility is essential for keeping the sub mono. Chorus ensemble can give very light width to higher percussion if used carefully. Delay is great on fills and echoes, but high pass the return so it doesn't muddy the mix. Reverb is best used on sends, not smeared across the whole drum bus. A useful target is to keep hats fairly wide if they're thin enough. Maybe 120 to 150%, while atmospheres can go even wider as long as they're filtered. For the bass, only widen the harmonic layer. Leave the weight centered. That's how you get that big jungle energy without the low end going soft. Now automate the move into the switch up. This is where the phrase starts to feel intentional. You might open a low pass filter on the bass layer over one or two bars, or increase the reverb send on a snare ghost, or push the delay feedback up slightly on the last fill hit. Small moves matter here. The rule is, make it breathe, not shout. A really good switch-up often happens in the last two bars before the return. You can automate an atmosphere from dark to bright, open up the break a little more, or let the drum bus drive rise slightly. You're building a sense of release. The listener should feel the room opening up. Then give the bass a different attitude, not necessarily a completely new line, but a new response. Maybe the notes hold a little longer in the switch up. Maybe the rhythm becomes more syncopated. Maybe the bass lands between the drum accents instead of following them directly. A classic technique is to create two bass clips, one for the main groove, one for the switch up. The main one is tight and sparse. The switch up version is just a little more active, maybe with a touch more harmonic motion. That small change can make the whole phrase feel like it's evolved. If you're using wavy-table or operator, keep the sub clean and let only the mid layer get wider, detuned, or slightly phase-moving. A little goes a long way. Often that's all you need. Now, if you want this to feel even more authentic, resample it. This is a very jungle move. Route your drum bus or bass bus to a new audio track, record a bar or two of the switch up, and then chop the interesting bits. You can use a snare tail, a crushed break hit, a bass growl, or even a reverse texture as a hidden layer under the next phrase. This does two things. First, it gives you a unique sound that belongs to your track. Second, it makes the arrangement feel produced rather than looped. That's a huge difference. As you're widening, keep checking stereo discipline. Use utility on the master or on buses for mono checks. If the low end disappears in mono, simplify. Always. Sub stays centered. Kick stays centered. Snare core stays centered. Hats, tops, atmospheres, and higher harmonics can spread out. That's the policy. And remember, a huge stereo image in solo is meaningless if the groove falls apart in context. Check it at low volume too. A lot of old school DNB switch-ups feel bigger because the mid-range balance is right, not because they're louder. For arrangement, place the switch-up at a phrase point that makes sense. End of an 8-bar run. Bar 9. Bar 17. End of a 16-bar cycle. That DJ-friendly phrasing is a huge part of why this works in jungle and drum and bass. The track feels like it's speaking in musical sentences. A strong structure might be main groove, then a lift, then the widest moment, then the return. So the first section locks in, then the drums get busier, the hats open up, the bass answers differently, and the atmosphere expands. Then, just when it feels like it's peaking, you pull back into the core groove. That snapback is what makes the wide moment feel so powerful. Before you finish, do a final mix pass on the switch up only. Solo that section and ask yourself a few questions. Is it exciting because it's actually better arranged, or just because it's louder? Is the snare still cutting through? Is the bass still readable when the drums get busy? Is the atmosphere masking the kick? If the hats get sharp, tame them with EQ8. If the drums need glue, use glue compressor lightly, not as a crush. If the section feels too separated, try a shared reverb send or a little common saturation to blend the layers together. Sometimes the fix is not more width. Sometimes it's a shared space. A few quick mistakes to avoid. Don't make everything wide at once. Don't add too many new elements. Don't automate the bass filter into oblivion. Don't let the groove collapse just because the fill is busier. And don't rely on a widen a plugin as the whole solution. Real width comes from arrangement and sound choice. Here's a great coaching tip. If the phrase feels flat, the fix is often rhythm placement, not more stereo processing. Move one fill hit. Delay a snare ghost slightly. Leave one gap longer. In jungle, those tiny edits are often the real magic. And if you want to level this up, try building two versions of the same switch up. One drum led, where the break and tops get wider while the bass stays mostly the same. And one bass led, where the bass response changes more while the drums stay steadier. Keep the sub mono in both. Use no more than three new elements in each version. Then compare which one feels more authentic to the track. To wrap it up, the junglist switch up widen is about contrast, not clutter. Start with a tight, mono-centered groove. Use break edits, bass phrasing, and arrangement changes to create the lift. Widen the highs and harmonics, not the sub. Automate movement into the phrase ending. Resample the best moments for extra texture, and always keep mono compatibility and snare clarity intact. Do that, and your DNB arrangement will feel more alive, more DJ-friendly, and way more authentic to that old-school jungle energy. All right, let's build that pressure. Open the room up and make the drop breathe.